Introducing the wonderful, the beautiful, the effervescent, fluorescent vessel of truth, love, and gratitude, I give you Nicolette Rich.
Honor. Hello guys, this is Nicolette back with another episode, and today we are going to be talking about honor and what that means to us. I have my lovely special guest with me today, who is my Reiki master. She's also going to be my Reiki master for my second level of Reiki training, Alex McAnderson, who is the owner of Via Lobos Vitality.
I know, it's a full mouth. It's hard, but we'll get it.
I'm also kind of
No. It's really beautiful. I think, obviously, there's Via Lobos, it's hard for people to pronounce, and so the way that I always explain what that is Via Lobos is my maiden name. I'm originally from Mexico, and it means Village of the Wolves in English. And when coming and creating my company, it was a full circle for me and really honoring my roots, coming back. And I feel that's what spirituality really is. It's coming back to how you were when you first came onto this earth plane, and understanding that the journey is kind of part of the process. And that was something that I wanted to make sure that I honored, was who I am, my lineage, my family. And so Village of the Wolves, in the beginning, I'm like, okay, am I just going to do Village of the Wolves in English, or do I do my last name in Spanish? And, you know, I sat and meditated on it for a while, and I'm like, I don't need to change anything about it for anyone. So we're going to struggle with it, and it's probably going to be pronounced wrong, but we're going to go with Via Lobos Vitality.
Via Lobos.
Yes.
Via Lobos.
There you go.
Vitality.
Love it.
Yes. So before we dive in, guys, and today we're going to do a bit of a different structure. Typically, I like to go through and do an outline and have like maybe five on average points that I want to leave my audience with. But today we're going to just free flow. We're going to talk about what honor means to us. And I wanted to start with the definition, as we always do, so that we can understand the root of what we're talking about here. And so I'm just pulling up the definition from dictionary.com. Honor is high respect, great esteem. Another definition that I liked was something regarded as a rare opportunity and bringing pride and pleasure. So this is a privilege. We all have privilege to an extent. So I guess my question is, how are we taking advantage of the privilege that we all have?
And that's really beautiful, because what's coming to me is really, you know, we think 2020, COVID, everything that's going on, it's like worst case scenario for people. But I really like to think of it as like right now, it's that honor, that privilege. We have the ability right now to kind of upgrade or level up, right? Mm-hmm. So you can stay, you know, we really believe that there's this new earth coming. You can decide to stay where you're at and not grow and expand, because our soul, it grows through friction. It grows through adversity. It grows every time that we face our fears. So right now we have that ability to do that all the time, every day, because this has never happened before. So you can use it to propel you to the next level, or you can sit where you're at and, you know, be frustrated and be overwhelmed with the current situation. So that's what's really coming to me when you talk about honor and privilege and what we're currently facing.
Yeah. I think too, that's a great point, because it's so easy for us to get caught up in everything that's happening in our society today, with the overall shift that we're experiencing as a people, and with the revolution that is approaching, the well overdue revolution. Mm-hmm. But with that, we still have honor. We still have privilege. Every last one of us, we're still living. Absolutely. That's a big part of it. So what can we do to take advantage of that every single day? Like, why is that such a challenge for us?
Because I think we're not still. Because in that stillness, then okay, what do you honor? Do you honor your relationship with others, the connection? Do you honor your relationship with Mother Earth? Do you honor your body? Do you honor, like, what is it that you're honoring in this lifetime? Or are you honoring other people's expectations, attachments, you know, third world wealth? Like, where does your honor stand? And I think the very first step is really being still and finding out what that is and being honorable with yourself and knowing that it's okay. Like, if you're like, yeah, I have like been living in this third, you know, 3D world for a long time, that's okay. But I think sometimes we feel so much shame and guilt and it's like, we don't even want to start. So I'm just going to stay here.
Yep.
Right. And so it's that first step, that pivotal moment where you're still and you decide like, nope, I'm done with this. I'm going to pivot this way and I'm going to shift. And I feel like that's the opportunity that we have right now. It's like, sit still. What is honor to you? What do you honor? What do you want to honor?
And I like what you said too, because it's like, whenever we are holding on to this guilt and shame, then we detach from ourselves and attach to other people, what is honorable to other people, or, you know, honoring other people's opinions of us, which then prevents us from being able to be authentic with ourselves. Mm-hmm. So we're not living for ourselves at all. We're living for everybody else around us.
Right. And we feel like sometimes that's selfish, but we always say that's self-full.
Yes.
Like, you need to fill up your cup and be that light for yourself. And then you'll start to see that changes the people around you. We are, as humans, we feel like we've got to like work and grind and I have to fix everyone else's stuff. When if you really focused on yourself, being grounded for yourself, you know, personal development for yourself, then everything else doesn't matter. And I always say, like, because I mean, it's human to compare, right?
Yeah.
And but I always think, like, if I'm too busy focusing on what, you know, Jack and Jill to my left and right are doing, then that's taking my vision away from what's in front of me and who and what I'm trying to accomplish. And it takes, you know, the attention away from me, the intention and the energy. So it's about staying focused, staying grounded in what's your path. And I think all these questions, we're kind of throwing a lot at you at once. But let's just go back. It starts with stillness.
Very much so. Stillness is huge. And I talk about a lot of this type of thing, too, throughout my podcast on different episodes. And then, too, going back to the selfishness, I can absolutely resonate with that. Like, growing up, I felt like I had to do everything for everyone or else I wasn't doing enough.
Right.
Or I wasn't, you know, honoring my family.
Right. And that's the biggest thing, I think, is minorities.
Absolutely.
Because we are so close to our families and we have this really beautiful bond.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we lose our own self-identity and you're not thinking about the collective. You're just thinking about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When the whole the real thing is us taking care of ourselves and then that fixes the collective.
Absolutely.
Like, there's so many things that are kind of, can we cuss on this? I was gonna say ask backwards.
It's true.
Ask backwards and just the way that we are taught and with that way that we're programmed.
Yeah. I've been learning that recently, or like remembering that, really, that, like what you said, when you are healing yourself, that is healing your lineage from, mm-hmm. you know, before your time, and then also healing your lineage and your DNA moving forward in the future, the generations to come. The children are our future. So it's definitely important that we're honoring ourselves to be able to show our children what that looks like.
Yeah, if you really think that the decisions that you make now in this lifetime are going to affect 5 generations, wow, you know?
If you don't think about that, wow.
If you don't think about it, start thinking about it now.
Seriously.
You know, because...
that's huge.
Yeah. Like, what decisions are you making now and how is that going to affect the future?
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty... And that's another reason why I was telling Alex earlier how I've been really working with my family, because I feel like I know that my duty is to help heal the collective, but I don't feel like... I guess it's going back to the honor, though. But I put it this way. I've been learning how to balance putting time and energy and effort into my family and helping heal old wounds, deep clearing, whilst healing myself, whilst also spreading that love to new connections and, you know, my soul family that I'm coming into, especially in the last couple of years. So it's a balancing act, because obviously you still have to learn to be, or you still have to figure out how to be present. And especially, I guess we're just really, I'm talking about family right now, so I guess we're just going to stick to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, with family relationships, it's difficult to just know how to have a relationship and build boundaries, especially when you're going back, when you're remembering like how things were when you were a kid versus how things are as an adult. So it's very important to learn how to build those boundaries. And
as parent, I think like we grow up thinking like we have to honor our parents,
right?
And honoring does not mean saying yes to everything.
Absolutely not.
There's a lot of love in setting boundaries and saying no. And I think that we always obviously want the best for our families. I know for my path, I had a very tumultuous relationship with my mother. And when I stopped focusing on that relationship, when I started to focus on myself, then, I mean, and there was a very rough transition period, because as a child, you think like, you're my mother, you're supposed to be the adult, you're supposed to be A, B, and C. And when that's not met, we have that attachment. And that's really where suffering comes from, is attachments of like, these people are supposed to act a certain way. They're my parents, are supposed to be this way. And when that's not met, then we have that pain and suffering. When I kind of let those ties go and looked at my parents as not parents, but individuals, then I had a lot more grace.
Absolutely.
For them. And then as I healed myself, then I started to have that unconditional love and not judge them and almost see them where they're, I met them where they're at.
Absolutely. So honoring them where they are.
Honoring where they're at. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was really beautiful, because now I understand, you know, for my mother, like maybe she's not down at the same place that I am when it comes to healing. So I can pick up my phone and, I mean, I tell everyone I love them. I make them feel really uncomfortable because I look into their soul. So I can meet someone and like an hour later, I'm like, I love you. And they're like, what? Yes, I can make it very awkward for people. But so I can call my mom and be like, I love you and I miss you. And I know she can't. For her, I love you and I miss you is more like, you haven't called me.
Yep.
You must not care about your mother. I wish you would spend, you know, like, I wish you cared about me like you care about X, you know. That's her. Now I can see past that. That's her. I miss you. I love you. Yep. I'm thinking of you. So where before I was triggered by those things, you know, and also like as I set those boundaries, I think that also allowed her to see me as an adult, because for so long they look at us and they still see that little kid. And until you start acting differently, then they're still going to continue to see you as that child.
I love that you said that, because that is very like, unless we, and this is whoever needs to hear, because I'm sure somebody out here needs to hear, but whenever you are learning how to have an adult relationship with your parents, you have to also change your habits too. You know, we can get so caught up in everything that they've done wrong that we're not looking at ourselves in the mirror. We're not facing our fears or, you know, our demons, if you will. So it's very important. And I've definitely been working on that myself, especially with my dad. Like, me and my mom have gone through a roller coaster ride of events, but we have a good relationship from, you know, as mother and daughter, as well as adult to adult. A lot of respect there. With my dad, though, we've definitely been going through some struggles recently. And that's just because, you know, there's different things that I've seen and realized about our relationship that has affected me, especially like in the dating realm and my relationships with men. And so I have to take a stance. I have to, you know, change the trajectory. I have to put boundaries in place. Dad, actually, I don't want to hear about your bitches and your hoes. Actually, I don't, you know, we have to switch up the conversation. Yeah, and if you can't respect, dynamic. Absolutely. And if you can't respect that, then that's just space and time that's needed. It does not mean that a person is completely removed from your life, but space and time is needed for that honor to then come back into place.
Absolutely. And I think it's really beautiful, like what you said, it all starts with you.
Absolutely.
Like the biggest illusion for humankind is the illusion of control, that we can control other people, that we can control an outcome, that we can it's right. The only thing that we can control is ourselves. And so when you finally get that in your brain and you're like, okay, I have no control over anything other than myself, then that allows you to come back to yourself and really dive in, because that's all this life is going inward.
Yeah.
We're constantly trying to fill those voids, or what we think are voids, with outside stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when you finally sit still, it's very uncomfortable. So most people don't want to take that journey. But once you do, then you understand, like, oh, this is why. Oh, now I have these qualities that I got from having to deal with my type of relationship with my parents. Mm-hmm. And now you start to see the gifts. You start to realize that from your biggest problems, I'm doing like quote unquote problems, mm-hmm. or tribulations, comes your deepest medicine.
Absolutely.
And then you start to be grateful and honor your path.
Yeah. Inward and upward.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. You cannot go upward without going inward.
No. Nope.
You can
try. Y'all. If any of y'all out there trying to get high and you just think that's the only way, that's not it.
Mm-mm.
It's not it. It's a lot more work to go. And it's everyday work.
Yeah.
It's an everyday fucking struggle.
Yep. You start over every day.
Every day. Which is really beautiful, though, because when you realize that every day you have a new start, then you don't hold on to the shame and the guilt as much. You know? Sometimes I find myself forgetting about things that hurt me so much when I was younger, or, I mean, actually recently I've been dealing with some things, but I'm just saying, like, overall, there's a lot of things that have happened in my past that I just don't ever dwell on. It doesn't benefit me. It does not serve me.
I know for me, something that really helped when, because I was a very angry individual.
Yeah, we do have that.
The Latina came. And, but I would be like, is this going to matter in 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
And if it was no, then it's like, take a breath and let it go. If it was something, if it was something big, okay, then let me process this emotion. Let me feel it. Let me honor this emotion. Let me honor this anger and process it, and then let it go. And once I let it go, then I can come and have this communication with the individual, or even sometimes myself, and come from a place where the message isn't being lost because of all the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, the human emotion only lasts 90 seconds.
Yeah. I always talk about, I think you told us in my class, I always talk about in my podcast that emotions are so temporary. And maybe because we both have come from a place of anger and knowing how quickly you can escalate from this anger, that's why it's a constant reminder for us. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to say, how long does it take you to process?
Stop. It depends on what it is, right?
Like emotions, on average.
It depends on what it is. I feel like, I mean, it's completely night and day from like 2 years ago. But now it's like, if I feel something, it's been a lot less anger and more pain. Like, I feel the collective, right?
Yeah.
And so I honor it and I process it, especially because I know it's not mine. So when we start to think about things like, you know, we're looking at all the child trafficking, we're looking at all the immigration children sitting in cages, like, I feel that.
I know.
And I sit in it and I cry. That's another thing. Like, wait.
I'm a crier,
to release and be like, this fucking hurts. Yes, it does, but it's part of that human experience, right? You have to honor it. You can't just, like, where so many of us just kind of throw it in that back closet, and then finally that closet gets so full that it overflows, and then we have this huge, you know, chaotic moment, and then we are like, we never want to feel that again.
Yep.
Well, yeah, it was overwhelming because you like decluttered that closet as you put stuff in. You just let it pile up, so then it's overwhelming. So it's like learning to ride those smaller waves instead of these tsunami waves, and that's what happens when we don't honor our emotions and Absolutely. What we're feeling.
I love that. That's definitely something I've had to experience. I feel like I've gone through a healing journey with just learning myself with my anger and learning how to understand it and process it differently well before I even realized all this other stuff that I was needing to heal, you know? But it's helped drastically.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because if you think of, like, anger, like, how powerful that is. It's mm-hmm. a very strong emotion. It's a lot of energy behind it. But if you change it, like, how can I use... I don't say, like, I feel like I transmuted my anger to power. How can
yes.
I... That was a high five.
Yes.
We had a high five on that one. How can I use this power, right? Mm-hmm. And then the more that I, like, felt that power, then I started, you know what? I don't even have to be loud with this. I'm like, real power is felt. Like, energy, right? You walk into a room and you can just feel someone.
Yep.
And before, I was like... the loudest person in the room were like, no, you don't understand. Listen to me.
Yep.
You know?
I never felt heard.
Yelling at the wind and people are like, this chick is crazy.
Yep.
And they were like, I don't get it. And so then my message was just being lost.
Yeah.
And what I thought was like, feel my power. And now it's like, no, I can have that stillness that's felt, and because I know I have this power, and it's not a power coming from ego, it's from stillness and from reverence and from honor and from love, then it's just, I don't even have to tell people that I have it. It's just naturally felt.
Yep. It's funny you say that, because when I was a kid, when I would get angry, I would just break shit. And it was not purposeful. I would cry. And I'm like, I swear I didn't do this on purpose. Like, I remember one time I was so angry, I closed the door and my hand just like went through the glass. It was like a door that had glass windows in it. Mm-hmm. And I like, my hand just went straight through it. Effortless. And it was just, and it was like, how can I get a handle on, like, when I really didn't know what to do with it. Like, at some points I wanted to even kill myself because I just felt like I just didn't know what to do.
I can't contain this.
Yeah. I can't control this. Like, what do I do? And like, now, like, a couple weeks ago I was visiting my family and my sister was just saying some stuff that was provoking me, and I was like, honestly, and I was getting angry, but I was also just like,
don't take the
bait. So, yeah. Because that's all it was. I was like, honestly, I really feel like you want to provoke me right now. But whatever this is, you are projecting that from yourself. I understand the past. Mm-hmm. I get it. But that is not what's here right now. I can't.
Yeah.
That's you. That's not me, boo. Sorry.
And
she felt that shit. She apologized.
Yeah. And I think it's so important to honor your voice then. It's
Absolutely.
So important, because most of the time it's like, we're just going to be quiet. We're going to take it because it's so much easier. Like, I don't want to provoke them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, something that I do with my kids, because now they're starting to get into like, I'm angry. You're a bad mommy, you know?
Oh, man.
And so instead of not, sometimes I don't put, energy into it, but sometimes I'm like, ouch, that hurts, you know, without like, oh, it hurts. I'm like, ouch, that hurts. Those are not nice words, without any type of emotion. And then they kind of like simmer and think about that. And then later on, you know, my 5-year-old will come and apologize and be like, sorry, mommy, that wasn't nice. And then that's when we can have that, you know, that conversation about like being mindful of your words. Like,
Absolutely.
Everything can be a teachable moment. And so I think also like with parents, it's really important that you don't lower your vibration for them. Keep that high vibration and honor your words and be like, wow, or say, we're not in the right space to talk about this right now. But
Absolutely.
If you maintain that high vibration, then they have to come up to you. And that's because that's all you can control is you. But as you control yourself, it starts to shift that around you. Because how many fights got worse because one person bucked and then the other person bucked and then it got like...
Nobody wants to de-escalate.
Yeah. And so now I'm just like, okay.
Yep.
And also like not watering dead plants. Like now it's like, you tell me the sky is purple to you, that's your truth. Cool.
Great. I accept it.
Yeah.
Great. And you know, sometimes I fall short. Like, I mean, it was like maybe a month or two ago and I was so angry and I like, it's like all the energy surged from my feet all the way up my body. Like I just jumped up in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I was like, let me calm down. I see, I'm leveling up. I feel it. I see it. It's here. Let me pull it together. But yeah, honoring thyself. And then even though I was angered by, or what am I trying to say? Angered by someone else, I still came back and apologized. Yeah. Because I don't want to do that to myself.
Yeah. You know? That's like a beautiful thing. That's such a great tool, is when you start to see yourself as the observer. So you're like, oh, I'm doing this again. Yep. What are the tools? What can I do to help me through this situation? Absolutely. So you kind of pull yourself out of that emotion and see it from a higher level. Like, is this really serving me? Or is this something that, you know, I need to dive in a little deeper? And that's the first step, because then that detaches you from like that raw emotion. Mm-hmm. So it's like being the observer.
Yeah. I find myself being the observer a lot. It just helps to detach the emotional aspect, mm-hmm. you know? It's not, and I'm not saying, guys, we are not saying that it's not important to deal with your feelings and to deal with your emotions. You must. You can't move on without.
Right. It'll become stagnant.
But it will become stagnant if you hold on to it for too long.
Yeah.
It will.
Yeah. So then, when you become the observer, it's like it makes it easier for you to be able to process and let go.
Yeah.
Because then you start to see, like, is this really important? Or, like, is this bringing up a past wound? Mm. Is this, you know, like, if you got road rage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Is it really about that car? Mm-hmm. Or is it because you feel like you're not heard, you're not seen?
Are you late?
Yeah.
Are you angry because you took too long to get yourself together?
Right. So it's like, it's always, this life is just layers on layers on layers on layers. Once you realize that you're never going to stop learning and you're never going to start, you know, stop growing and expanding, then you're just like, okay.
You're just here for the ride.
Right. What is this field trip about? Where are we going today?
I love that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so definitely honoring one's self honoring oneself in every moment that you can. Obviously, it's not going to be every single moment, but in any moment that you think of, you know, like, if you're able to reevaluate what's happening in this moment, and then you think, was I honoring myself in that moment?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another relationship that I'm really working with and honoring is definitely my relationship with Mother Earth, with mm-hmm. Pachamama. And, like, because I feel like we don't honor that enough. So I talk about it all the time. Yeah, and it's, like, the more that I dive into understanding, like, Native American culture and, like, the way that nature is and that beautiful, like, reciprocity and how much is given to us and us not honoring our side and either giving back or taking care of the things that are given to us. Like, I'm like, okay, this is something that, for me, I try to always talk about because we just don't.
Yeah.
We don't. And it's really beautiful, like, once you start to see, like, the beauty in nature and just, I just spend time outside and I'm just like, wow, you know, like, everybody else gets it.
Yeah.
Like, the plants and the birds and the animals get it.
They do.
We're the only ones that don't. You know, we lost that link some time ago, and now it's like, I think it's our time to bring that back and absolutely. To be like, okay, I mean, that is, when you're talking about our mother, that is everyone's mother. It's like, and we feel like that need to honor our, you know, biological parents, mm-hmm. yet we don't feel that same thing about our original mother.
It's so true. Mm-hmm. and that also makes me think about, like, how important it is for a lot of us to know, like, who our divine or our God or whomever it is. Like, if you don't believe in anything else, we all see mm-hmm. the nature around us. We see Mother Earth very clearly. Yeah. It's definitely, if anything, I'm just saying that should be a reason to want.
Well, my thing is, like, if you don't believe that there's anything else after this and, like, this is it, then you need to take care of this.
Oh, my God. That's real shit. Yeah.
Take seriously. Care of this. If this is it, then take care of it. You ain't got round two, then okay, cool. You want to believe that? That's great. So take care of this.
Yes. Seriously. That's huge. Yeah. So, guys, we really appreciate you listening to us today. Like I said, we were just kind of free-flowing. We did a meditation. We Alex is so lovely. She was the one that led it, and she saved my home and just called in the spirit guides and our ancestors to make sure that this was a beneficial message to somebody. As you know, as I always say, as long as one person is hearing one of these messages and one person is benefiting, that's all that matters. Yeah. The work is done.
And more than the words, but the vibration behind
absolutely.
It. You know,
absolutely.
That we are here to be the voices, and we're here to share ourselves, and that we are a collective. And as we honor and love ourselves, it starts to change the collective. And so, yes, thank you for having me. It's been an honor to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you guys so much for listening. And as always, I'm spreading unconditional love wherever you are.